Hey, I want to ask you, one of the other things that is in the bulletin that I just dropped here is, did you notice the note there about the quarterly giving statement? Now, I'm not going to ask a show of hands, but one of the things that I have been doing is asking around how many people actually saw that, got it, opened up the letter, and one of the things I found is that actually a lot of folks did not have the time. You know, it's like, okay, here's a credit card application, here's a credit card application, here's this magazine, here's this other magazine, and oh, here's the thing from Fellowship, and it just got set aside. One of the things the elders have asked me to do is to take a minute and just kind of bring you up to speed on some of the stuff that was in that letter that we wanted to make you aware of. Now, let me just say this. If you are a guest today, or if you're still just checking out Fellowship Bible Church, we are so glad you're here. But right now, we're going to have a little family meeting. And you are more than welcome to listen in, because we would love for you to be part of our family. But this is not for you, and this is not something we do every week. It's not something we do all that often at all. But we're going to take about 7 or 8 minutes here to have just a little family meeting. I don't know if you ever look at this little thing on the back of the bulletin there at the bottom, and all of that, but the elders have asked me to talk to you a little bit about where FBC is financially. Now, if you look at the screen here, you can see that's how much we brought in last year, about $350,000 to our general fund, to our operating fund. That's what's used to pay for the lights, salaries, insurance, ministry expenses, things like that, supporting the missionaries, retirements, all that good stuff. So, with looking at that and evaluating it and just seeing where would God have us, we cautiously set a budget this year for just 363. That's only about a 3% increase. And one of the things that we were going to do with that 3% increase was we wanted to move towards the idea of some sort of part-time worship leader. One of the things you notice, we still don't have that. And so in reality, our giving or our expenses will probably end up being more like that $350. They'll probably be a little bit higher because, as you noticed, it's a hot summer, it's a dry summer. We've had a lot of money that has gone out for repairs. But we're going to be closer to the $350 than we are to the $363. So that's just where we are. Now, don't zone out, but I want to show you some graphs that will just kind of help you understand it. But here's generally how a church spends its money and how we spend our money. You know, that sets us up for a budget of about $30,000 a month, and we normally spend it in $30,000 chunks. Some months are a little higher, some months are a little bit lower, but generally speaking, our expenses are somewhere between $28,000 and about $31,000, and it balances out. That's how the money gets spent. Now, because we have lots and lots of records, and if you've been around a church, you know about the summer slump and this, that, and all this other stuff, the money for the church doesn't come in nice $30,000 chunks, does it? Normally, the way Fellowship Bible Church gives is we're almost always behind, and then we normally make it up. And so if we were to give $363,000 based on our historical patterns, that lower line is how our money should come in. Now, how have we spent our money? Let me add one more line to it. You can see that our expenses are actually less, and part of it is because of we've not filled that worship pastor position, but also they're a little bit higher than you would have thought, mainly because of repairs and all that. But still, as of the end of September, we don't have October numbers, but as of the end of September, we're about $7,000 or $8,000 less than what we actually budgeted. So we're doing well as far as our expenses are concerned. Here's the problem. Here's the challenge. That's our giving. Instead of being where we should be at the end of September at about $250,000, instead we're about $215,000, significantly behind. And that has created a bit of a concern. And one of the things that that compounds that concern is maybe this next thing. See, the green line, that's our giving this year. But if you impose last year's giving, 2014's giving, you can see that in reality, we were doing far better up until about June. But then somewhere in June, actually, our giving dropped off of the pace that we had last year. Why that is, we really don't know. I mean, was it the Joash Project? I mean, as you know, we've raised about $35,000 to paint. And next week, about a week from tomorrow, they'll start putting in carpet and stuff like that. You know, one of the things we asked is make sure that's not robbing Peter to pay Paul. It just should definitely be an above and beyond. But we don't know what happened. But as you can see, we didn't even keep pace with last year. And so that has created a bit of a concern. Let me compound it just a little bit. If you just look at the last 4 months, June, July, August, September, if you paid attention to the numbers that are in the back there, you can see that we've done, you know, we've spent our budget, you know, and our expenses have been anywhere from about $31,000 down to $28,000. But our giving during those 4 months has fallen far short, so much to the tune that over the last 4 months, we're about $30,000 behind just in those 4 months. And then as you remember, back in June, our projection system went out, and we had to replace that. That was another $10,000. And so over the last 4 months, we've spent $40,000 more on operations than we brought in. And like I said, these are just numbers that are effective as of September 30th. You look at October and you see the numbers there. You can see that October is probably going to be another $4,000 or $5,000 that we'll bill. So that has created pretty much a significant cash situation. Now, a couple weeks ago, the guys on Wednesday night, we do the men's Bible study. I had the opportunity just to kind of present all of this to them, just kind of a beta thing. And I wanted some feedback from them, those 15 guys that were in there. And so the next couple slides are just some of the information that they asked, and I want to share it with you, just by way of perspective. Now, here's one of the things that I think is really important to remember. We're not alone. We're not alone. Our son and daughter-in-law go to a church in Little Rock. They had the same kind of presentation about 3-4 weeks ago. Our daughter goes to a church there in Mississippi. She had the same kind of presentation there. It's common. In fact, Wednesday night at the Fall Fest, I was talking to one of our guests, and he was saying how his church was really, in some financial need. So, okay, that's common. We're not alone. And so that's comforting. It's not like there's some huge cancer that's causing it, but still, it's a situation that needs to be addressed and brought to your attention. Here's the second thing. I think it's really, really important, particularly for those of you that, you know, kind of are, you know, maybe a little bit removed from how the church spends money. We're not overspending. One of the things 6-7 years ago, we went into what we call a bare bones budget. And to be real honest, we don't overspend. I mean, you look just even at the youth budget. What we ask Andy to run our youth ministry on, it's ridiculous compared to what he should be spending on that, just to have a good, aggressive ministry of discipleship and evangelism just for youth. I mean, and you can look at in almost every area of our church, and we're running it very, very efficiently. So we're not overspending. I really can honestly say that. I think that you need to know that. The elders are very, very frugal in how they set that budget. And another thing that came out of our discussion that Wednesday night is this isn't the first time we've been in this situation. And so the question was, well, how did you handle it before? And you can just read through those things of what we did. And those were not easy things. Those were painful things. We reduced salaries. We reduced spending in lots of areas. We reduced retirements, actually even eliminated retirements for 6 or 7 years. And even got to the point where we even had to reduce a staff member. Not a fun situation. So how are we handling it this time? This is what we're planning on doing. we've initially made the decision that we're going to hold, not eliminate, but for now, we're holding our retirement contributions and our missions contributions. I hate doing that. I'm a missionary kid. And that bothers me. But the retirements bother me too, by the way. But anyway, I'm not getting younger. But anyway, we're holding those. We haven't made the decision that we won't send those checks off. But, you know, in light of where our cash is, it's like that is something, hey, let's hold those things. Another thing we've decided to do is, as we've sat and thought about it and prayed about it, you know, one of the things, and particularly you guests need to know this, we don't talk about giving and money and all that stuff as much as we probably should. And I think that one of the things, as I've thought about this thing over the last couple of months, we need to be more intentional. We're not ever going to become one of those churches that harps on giving and money and all that stuff. I mean, I think that's way out of balance. But I think those of you that have been around for a while, you know that if anything, we err on the side of not talking about it enough. I really challenge you. Think about the Bible studies that we offer and the sermon series that we go through. We rarely hit it as much as we probably should. And for that, you know, I think we need to correct that. So we want to be a little bit more intentional. Some of you may not even know, what should I be giving? How should I be giving? How should I be handling my money? How should I be making these financial decisions in my personal life? And it might be that we as a church haven't done as good a job teaching you and helping you to understand that there is a biblical perspective and a biblical way to be obedient in that area. Here's the other thing we want to do. I mean, we do want to grow. I mean, one of the solutions is more people who give. And so we want to be very intentional about that. I still believe we have a ministry that needs to be availed by tons more people than we have. I have always felt that. I've felt that for 31 years. I've always been excited about the possibility and the potential that Fellowship Bible has had. When I talk to other people and I see what their spiritual needs are, I'm just amazed. I mean, the Texarkana is starving for biblical ministry. And there are good churches out there, but there are not as many good churches out there as should be out there. And we're one of those, I firmly believe. And so I would love to see us grow numerically and help this alleviate this. But here's the last thing we're doing. We're bringing it to you. And we're just informing you. Here's the need. And really, I want to just wrap it up here. Three basic things. Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I started off by asking how many actually saw that quarterly giving receipt. If you never saw it, if you still have it, if you haven't thrown it away, I challenge you just to get it out. Read the letter that was in it. Look at it. I mean, here's the deal. Whether you're a member of this church or just a regular attender of this church, God calls us to be good stewards. God calls us to give generously and proportionally. The example throughout Scripture has been the tithe, 10%. And honestly, if you're not, your giving is not pretty close to that, if not that or more, I think you really need to sit down with the Lord and ask. Because I'll just be honest with you, as I was sharing this with someone else earlier this week, this was their comment. That's a spiritual problem. That's a spiritual problem. If your giving is not where it should be, as a child of God, you need to evaluate, honestly. In fact, one of the things we're going to do, and this week we need to send a letter out just to the members, and so I've asked Judy, our secretary, to print a more current giving receipt that would be effective end of October. And so those of you that are members, I want to challenge you. When you get that in the next week or so, look at that and just say, God, is this really what I should be giving? And if it isn't, you need to correct that. And I really want to ask you to pray. Because these are hard decisions. This is a hard thing to negotiate, to figure out. And so I want to really encourage you to pray for the elders as they make these decisions as to how we walk through this tight time. And then finally, you know, maybe just like in the Joash Project. Maybe your giving is right where it should be, but God, because of the need, is saying, you know what? We maybe should give some more, maybe a one-time gift, or maybe increase on the monthly basis. This would be a wonderful time. This is a great ministry to invest in. And I really believe that God would have you to do that.